Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, professional hockey. The National Women's Hockey League will begin its first season this fall. The move is huge for female hockey players who until now had few options to pursue their careers past the college level. As APRN's Dave Waldron reports, one of the women who will be playing in the NWHL's inaugural season is a born and raised Alaskan.
Okay, full disclosure, I know almost nothing about hockey, and even less about women's hockey. During this story, dumb questions will be asked.
Have you ever been interviewed while running before?
I can't say I have.
Running on the treadmill is Zoe Hickel, and in case you're wondering, she is indeed related to Alaska's ex-governor Wally Hickel. But Zoe had a different calling in life, and it's one that keeps her in the gym a lot.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Wednesday is like a day off, or you can do some more conditioning on that day or whatnot.
When Hickel was growing up, she was an avid skier and hockey player. But then high school came, and she was forced to choose between the two. She chose hockey.
I think the biggest thing is the team sport, like the team aspect of, and yes, ski teams have, you know, their team as well, but it's so individual focused, and as much fun as it is, I don't know, there's something about being with your best friends on the ice and battling it out, and just having a blast. I think that was the biggest thing, is the team atmosphere.
The choice wasn't an easy one. After all, there wasn't a girls' hockey team at Anchorage's Service High, so she played on the boys' team. Hickel says she wouldn't change any of it.
I'm sure there were some guys who didn't like me or didn't like playing against me or whatever it is, you know, but for the most part, it was a great town with support, and my coaches supported me and my teammates supported me. As long as that was happening, then I felt like I was safe there.
After high school, Hickel went on to play the collegiate circuit at the University of Minnesota Duluth as a forward. But as she was finishing up college, she realized her time playing hockey professionally was likely coming to an end.
Right now, you can't make a living playing hockey after college. So for a lot of females, after their college career, there's so many amazing athletes that just don't do anything after college. It's like, well, if I'm not going to the Olympics, then I guess I'm done. Your career is just done.
But then something happened.
Big news broke for women's hockey today. Women hockey players will have a new chance to get paid for their puck skills. The National Women's Hockey League will begin later this year. The league contains four teams, the Buffalo Buttes, Boston Pride, New York Riveters, and Connecticut Whale.
Shortly after the announcement, Hickel was contacted by the Boston Pride, and it didn't take long for her to agree to terms with the team this season. She says she's thrilled to be making history and hopes the NWHL can change the stereotype that girls shouldn't be playing hockey.
Hopefully this league will inspire young ladies and we can get them to our games and get the word out that, you know, women can play hockey, and this is something that, you know, little girls can look up to and hopefully grow our sport.
All right, dumb question alert. I can't help but ask the only thing I know about hockey. Is there going to be fighting?
Girls are sneaky. I'd say girls are just sneaky. There's, you know, everyone thinks that there's no body contact in women's hockey. There's plenty of it. There's plenty of body contact, especially at the higher levels. The higher level you get, the refs are going to let you play, and that's the way we like it. So, not that I don't know if someone's going to come to a women's game to see a fight break out, like go watch roller derby or something. I don't know.
All joking aside, Hickel says she couldn't be more excited to keep doing what she's wanted to do since she was 8 years old.
I can't wait to be an inspiration to the future generations coming through, and I'm honored to be a part of the inaugural season.
Okay, this is my last bad question, I promise.
So no chance of you being a politician anytime soon, like your great uncle?
Yeah, I don't know if that's my route. Who knows? Maybe after my hockey career, I'll look into that.
Hickel begins her first practice with the Boston Pride on Tuesday. For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.